Well, a local version of the TED Talks returns to East Lansing this week. Scott Pohl is here with a look at TEDx MSU on Wednesday night. Remind us what the TED Talks are, Scott.
Well, Mark, TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and TED Talks have become a phenomenon. More than 2,100 talks have been posted to the TED website. TED Talks are all over YouTube, and the TED Radio Hour is distributed by NPR. Local organizations can connect with TED and hold local programs, and that's what's back this week. The student-run TEDxMSU is at 6 p.m. Wednesday in the Wharton Center's Cobb Great Hall. I talked with TEDxMSU Public Relations Director Zeria Cummings and one of this year's speakers, Maggie Hermanson. The theme of the 2016 TEDxMSU is Mobius. Zeria Cummings and Maggie Hermanson, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Zeria, I thought that we would start by talking about the history of TEDxMSU. How long has MSU had a TEDxMSU, do you know?
Yeah, so in 2012 was the first TEDxMSU conference. However, it was very small. It happened in the Business College complex. There were very few people, and it was organized by the International Students Association. So last year in 2014, we revitalized that, and we had our what some might call our first major conference. About 2,000 people showed up to the Wharton Center. It was a big history, and so we're trying to do that again this year.
Let's clarify. TEDxMSU is student-run, correct?
Yes, it is. It is completely student-run. There are currently about 17 organizers who are students, as well as 23 committee members.
And are all of the speakers students?
Actually, no. So we have 13 speakers this year, and they are all MSU affiliated. They are undergraduate students, graduate students, faculty, staff, anyone who is affiliated with the MSU community.
So how many are students?
There are 5 students who are speakers, 3 of which are undergraduate students and 2 of which are graduate students.
And Maggie Hermanson, tell me about these student speakers. What kind of topics are you and they going to be addressing?
We're mostly talking about design-oriented things. That's not precisely what everyone's talking about, but the majority of us are talking about design in terms of human-centered design. We have one exhibition design. We have game design. One of our students is talking about refugees and how changing the life of one person might be even better than trying to focus on a global change.
So what's your own talk about, Maggie?
Mine is about museum exhibition design and how immersive experiences that involve the uses of all of your senses can be catered towards peacemaking in small communities.
Tell me about how the talks at TEDxMSU might compare with the national TEDx talks that people hear online or watch YouTube clips of. How do these local talks compare in terms of length and content?
Sure. So they are much shorter. But on average, they are shorter than the national TED Talks. However, they do come with the same amount of passion and creativity. They're all just ideas we're sharing, which doesn't make them any less than anything else, but that they are really innovative ideas of people that are passionate about what they're talking about. So that's kind of the comparison, but they are shorter by average.
Is there an official affiliation between TEDxMSU and the national TED Talks?
Yes. So we are licensed from the headquarters of TED itself. So TEDx means that it is independently run by the community that is putting on the conference. So for us, it's all student run. All people from the MSU community is holding this TEDx conference.
TEDxMSU is coming up on March 2nd at the Wharton Center on the MSU campus. We're talking with organizer Zeria Cummings and one of the speakers, Maggie Hermanson. Tell me about past audiences. Have you attended TEDxMSU in the last year or two, either of you?
Yeah, so I attended the conference last year. I actually had some friends who were speaking. I was really excited, and I knew that this was something I wanted to be a part of to kind of express my excitement for TED and TEDx, and I want to be a part of that and bring something great to the audience again this year.
Tell me about the audience. Was it mostly students, would you say, or a good mix with others from the MSU and maybe even greater East Lansing community?
Yes, there were mostly students at the conference last year, with some faculty and staff and some outside people. Friends and family also attended, of course, but I would say it was mostly students.
Does the TED operation nationally monitor these things after the fact to see if they met their standards, so to speak, or that sort of thing? Do they follow up with local TEDx talks like ours here at MSU?
Yes, actually. They do monitor all of the organizations that are run, all of the TEDx conferences that are run, and they provide us with live stream links so we can do that as well. And they also put the videos up of the speakers afterward on their website.
Would this indicate then that they approve of how this has been run and how they've turned out in the first few years of TEDx MSU? Otherwise, maybe they wouldn't continue to sanction it.
Yeah, this is definitely, I would say they approve.
And I understand, Zeria, that there are some labs that will be going on during TEDx MSU. Tell me about the labs.
It's happening during intermission, and it is MSU organizations who are wanting to kind of put their name out. They are people who want to showcase things that they've been working on, such as new apps that are coming out. And one of our confirmed labs is Design for America, who try to solve social issues using different design techniques and elements.
Is there a specific reason for emphasizing design this year as opposed to whatever sort of emphasis there might have been in prior TEDx MSU events?
We have been actually looking for more design-oriented speakers and organizations just because in our last year, we had more social justice issues, and we want to really kind of bring to light the D in TED, which stands for design.
TEDx MSU is on March 2nd at the Cobb Great Hall of MSU's Wharton Center starting at 6 o'clock. We've been talking with Zeria Cummings, who's the Public Relations Director for TEDx MSU, and one of the speakers at this year's event, Maggie Hermanson. Zeria Cummings and Maggie Hermanson, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.